All right. This month, Gulf Coast Regional Medical Center has graciously sponsored today's event. Here today is Brad Griffin, the CEO. But while Brad makes his way to the podium, why is Christmas, Brad, like your job?
Why is that?
Well, Brad, because you do all the work and the fat guy in the suit gets all the credit.
Thank you, Santa. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to say a few words this morning. Thanks to the Chamber for allowing us to host. I thought I'd take a minute and give you an update of things that are currently going on at Gulf Coast Regional and also talk a little bit about robotic surgery. Our friends with Intuitive Surgical have one of the Da Vinci robot platforms that we use at Gulf Coast Regional every day. Back there in the back, I really encourage you to take a look at it. It is fascinating technology and is really special, tool for our hospital. First of all, it's been an incredible year for the hospital recovering from the hurricane. It was important for us and all of our colleagues and doctors in the healthcare community to rebound as quickly as possible, which we were able to accomplish a lot faster than our expectations were. For the first few months of the year, we spent a lot of time trying to assess what the new normal might be for our area, and we've really experienced a different dynamic of the types of patients that are coming to the hospital. Higher acuity patients, patients with more complex social situations, making discharges more challenging. And as a result, we're seeing higher capacities in the hospital than ever before, which means that the hospital is more crowded, resulting in patients having to spend more time than we would like in the emergency room or sometimes still occasionally being transferred out of town for health care. But as this past year has demonstrated, the continued need for high quality still exists and is continuing to grow as the rebuilding continues. The demand for services is not slowing down, and we see that as an opportunity, if not an obligation, for us to respond to that growth. So this year, we've announced two significant projects. If you have not heard, the first one is the freestanding emergency room that we have already broken ground on Highway 231. Near the intersection of Transmitter Road. This project is about an $11.5 million investment. It'll create a fully state-of-the-art emergency room and about 30 new full-time jobs for the area. This project is on track to finish at the end of May next year, so very excited about having that available for the community and the residents to have quicker access to emergency care. The second project is our bed expansion. This is a significant expansion for Gulf Coast, first one in a few years for us, but it will add 52 new beds to the hospital. It's about a $62 million investment and will create 100 new jobs for the area. We hope to start that project by the end of next year. The projects that I've described, these two projects, but also projects that we've completed over the last 10 years, have added up to just over $200 million of investment in the area, in the county, in healthcare. And so very proud to continue that tradition of growing and adding to our hospital and our community. Switching gears a little, I do want to talk about the robotic program at Gulf Coast Regional and robotic-assisted surgery that we offer at the hospital. The Da Vinci system that we use on a daily basis is a tool that our surgeons use to provide better care to our patients. As you can see at the console in the back, but also on the slides, the surgeon sits at a console next to the patient and uses the tools available to them through this console to perform their surgeries using tiny incisions. Studies have shown that patients who undergo surgery through the robotic system can achieve better outcomes by less pain, experiencing less complications, and spending less time in the facility or in the hospital. During the procedure, the surgeon has complete control of the robot, can make all the moves there at the console, and is supported by a team of professionals in the room to assist through the surgery. We have many specialties that use the robotic platform, and they perform many different types of surgeries. our general surgeons, GYN surgeons, urologists, and ENT surgeons use this da Vinci platform. And also as a side benefit, we've seen that it's extending the careers of many of our surgeons because the surgeries are less physically demanding for them when they're sitting at the console using this as an instrument. So that's an added benefit for us to continue having surgeons stay in the area. We're the leader of robotic surgery in the community. We have these two platforms with da Vinci, but we also have robotic surgery available for orthopedic and spine surgery. I would encourage you, if that's something that you're considering or in need of, please talk to your surgeons about the possibility of using our robotic technology at Gulf Coast. And lastly, while growth is important, staying on top of quality and safety also remain a top priority for us at the hospital. We recently achieved our third consecutive A rating by the LeapFrog Organization for Safety, which is a national award using public data recognizing the achievements of our staff, protecting patients from harm and providing safer health care. And we wouldn't be able to do all these things without an amazing team of colleagues and medical professionals, some of which are here this morning with us, and can't thank you enough for all the work you do in supporting our community and making Gulf Coast what it is today. And also thank you to all of you for supporting the hospital and continuing to choose Gulf Coast for your health care. Thank you.